This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The current average gas price in South Dakota stands at $2.91. That's just a few cents lower than the national average. The changes in gas prices are affected by multiple variables. This includes crude prices, supply and demand, situations with oil-rich countries, and unforeseen events like natural disasters. Marilyn Buzzcold is the spokeswoman for AAA South Dakota. She says the state is expected to have high gas prices for the summer, but hopefully there won't be big jumps.
As the demand goes up, gas prices usually go up too. So we might see a slight increase over the 4th of July holiday, but we don't expect to see any big jumps unless something unforeseen happens.
Buzzcold says gas prices will hopefully go down after the Labor Day weekend. A Rapid City Little League baseball field is being renamed to honor former state lawmaker and police chief Craig Teason. He died in a drowning accident last November. Rushmore Little League administrator Jim Bussell says Teason was active in many youth activities and the league is honored to salute his life. Bussell says the Rushmore Little League is planning a ceremony for Wednesday night. After a program and unveiling of the new name of Craig Teason Field at Rushmore Little League, the field will host a game between two league teams. One of the teams, the Rushmore Yankees, is sponsored by Teason's former employer, the Rapid City Police Department. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the rest of this afternoon, mostly sunny for the west, considerably cloudy in the east with storms possible, highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy for the west tonight, mostly clear in the east with showers possible up in the northwest, cooler with lows from 45 to 55 degrees. Clear to mostly clear tomorrow with highs from 70 to 80. And the forecast for Wednesday, mostly clear for the west, partly to mostly cloudy in the east with a chance of showers or storms in the east. Highs from 80 to 90 degrees. At 6.5 minutes past the hour, you're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.